It says in verse 28, he was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Yeshaya the Nabi. Then the Ruah said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to his chariot. And Philip ran there to him, and he heard him read the Nabi Yeshaya, and said, understand you what you read? And the eunuch said, how can I accept some man should, listen now, guide me, should lead me, should instruct me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was yalak, he was led. Now in this expression, this yalak, listen brothers and sisters, it means to die, to live, manner of life. Now we need to die out to our flesh. The leading of Yah will cause you to die out. It will cause you to compel. It will cause you to destroy your flesh. Now that is what is emphasized here. He was led, he was like as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his mishpah was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? And his life is taken from the earth. And the faithful believer, that's what it says, and the faithful believer answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom speak the Nabi of this? Of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and he began at the same scripture, and he preached unto him Yeshua. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? What prevents me to be baptized? But he was led, and the point of scripture in Yeshaya, he was Yahak, he was led. He was being forced by Yah to die, a matter of life, to live. Now that's what even the steps of Yahweh, we must, there's death in this path, in these steps. It destroys, it impels our flesh. It kills, it destroys everything about us. And so this Yalak of Yah, this guiding or this leading of Yahweh, it will kill, it will destroy everything about you. It will destroy you. And we will see the very remnant or the hope of HaMashiach in us. So when Yahweh guides us, brothers and sisters, He brings death too. He kills off us. Yalak. And He caused the matter of life of HaMashiach to rise. That is what is needed. We lead ourselves, we cause every kind of sinful activity that is perpetrated in our thoughts, or whatever we think of, that we tend to perform those kinds of things. We do. So he was led, Yalak. He was guided by Yahweh to death, to the manner of life that he should live. And we must be guided by Yahweh to the manner of life that we must live. And when Yahweh Yalak us, it is a manner of life that we must live to please Him. When He guides us, He guides us into a manner, a lifestyle that He wants us to live to please Him. And the process of all Israel, it was to bring them to a place that they would truly love Him. And they would prefer Him above all things. He led them out of this tremendous bondage. And the first thing they did, they began to murmur. And they said it was better there in Mitzrayim, under the gods, under the strange powers. We had it better there because we had flesh to eat. They came out with a wealth of Mitzrayim. They came out with the gold, the silver, with cattle. They did not leave anything behind them, not even the bones of Yosef. They had great riches. They did. Yahweh had to lead them that way to humble them. And so He leads us in a way that will bring, will humble us. That we will not fight against Him. That we will not resist Yahweh. He doesn't want, you can't resist Him in this hour. We must be certain as to what we're doing. If we're not sure, we better find out what we're doing and find the right way. I would. I certainly would not be led of this one that I don't know in a path that will not produce anything. He ordains the steps. He established our steps. We devise the way we want to go. Yahweh says that's not the right step. That's not the right steps. In Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 12. This is where the Nabi makes this confession to the people of what Yahweh had done for them. He speaks unto Israel, say, don't y'all remember what Yahweh has done? Y'all don't remember what He's done for you? He says in Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 12, He says, moreover, you were Nahal, you were led, He brought you out, you were led. You led them in the day of the day by a cloudy, in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. He gave them light. Has He not given us light in the way we should go? Is not your sure the light of the world? Should we not follow His footsteps? Is He not the example unto us? So has given us light in the way that we should go. He gave them light in the way that they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai and spoke with them from the Shema'am, and you gave them right mishpatim. You gave them right judgment. And Yahweh gave them true Torah. And He gave them 12 statutes and commandments. And made known to them your Kadosh Shabbat and commanded them commandments, statutes, and Torah by the hand of Moshe, your servant. You gave them bread from the Shemayah for their hunger and brought water for them from the rock for their thirst and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give him. Now He has given us this excellent deep well, this flow of living water, and that's Yahshua. He has brought us on this way. He has guided us on this way. That we can drink from the rock. That our thirst can be subdued. That we can thirst after righteousness. And He has satisfied that in Yahshua. We should hunger and thirst after the Tzaddik of Yahweh. And when we are led by the Ruah, you will hunger and thirst after that. When you're not being led, there is no hunger. There is no thirst for the Tzaddik of Omaniyah. There's only a few that's going to be saved, brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to save anyone. I'm going to save myself from this untoward generation. I will declare the message of Yahweh. That I will do. But I will save myself. Whether you walk with Yah or not, I'm going to save myself, whether wife, cousins, sons or daughters, children. It makes no difference. I'm going to obey Him. He says in verse 16, but they and our Avot dealt proudly, and they hardened their neck, and they hearken not, or they listen not unto your mizvah, and refused to obey, neither were they mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their neck, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you, our Yah-e-Abba, is ready to pardon, loving and compassionate, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and you forsook them not. Even though we have detoured on this way of Yah, not allowing Him to guide us, not being persistent on this path, yet He has not forsaken Yisrael, because He's going to save Yisrael. And you will know who Yisrael, because Shaul says that we're led by the Ruah. He says this, for you have not received the Ruah of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Ruah of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Yahweh. And the Ruah is to bear witness with our Ruah that we are the children of Almighty Yahweh. When you have no Ruah or spirit in you that cries unto Abba Yahweh, the witness of Yahshua, then you're not even a son of Yahweh. You don't even have the spirit of Yah. There must be a witness. There must be a true witness in you. It has to be from Yahweh. Not by some religious conviction, but it must be of Yahweh. Not your mama's religion or your daddy's religion or your granddaddy's. There must be a true witness. Hallelujah. And it cries, bless Yahweh for the great liberty. That I'm not under the bondage of our heart, but you have made me free. Hallelujah. And he calls to level those that know that they are free. How much he has made them free. They're free. Why? Because he has guided us. He has gone before us. He has established the way, the steps are already established. And so the process of these steps, Yahweh will use different mythology to keep us focused on this path. Sometimes he has to drive you. Sometimes he has to make you go round and around and around and around. Sometimes he has to do that. Sometimes in this process he has to transform your thinking, your mind. Sure he does that. And he will keep us before him and keep us in his presence. I want to see him. I know one day that I'm going to leave this earth. You are too. And that's a fact. You're going to die. Hallelujah. True statement what Yahweh says. It is an appointment unto every man to once to die. And after that, you're going to be judged. The judgment of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a profound one here in Gilyana, Revelation. Revelation chapter. In chapter 7, verse 14. I would have began. Yahweh will always lead his people. It says in Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of Yahweh and serve him day and night in his bayat. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them, and shall hunger no more. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Now this is profound here to me. And the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead Asha, that is to make happy, to be blessed, and to pronounce the happiness. Now that's the leading of Yahweh. And the Lamb shall assure them to the living fountain of water. And Yahweh will wipe away all their tears from their eyes. Now that makes sense to me. I can understand that, even that expression, and he shall lead them, he shall assure, because we shall drink from the fountain, the living fountain of Yah, and Yah shall wipe away all of our tears. They shall be made happy. They shall be assure. And when Yahweh guides us, he assure us. He leads us to that place whereby we can be happy. That's why I'm happy. Hallelujah. I want a happy face too. I was thinking of the morning. I said, it certainly will be nice. You know, some of y'all are so fruitcakes. I said that when I don't take it back. If some sister would just take the little children, because they're getting a little too crowded up here with me, but I would love to do it. You don't have to have those songs written out. You can just make them up as you go. But you need someone with a happy face. I said, Yahweh, who do you put in charge? You need someone with a happy face, with a happy spirit. You can't put a dead head on nothing like that. I can make up any song and they get excited about it. I've never had the retention to retain songs. Never. They just flow from my inward parts. Hallelujah. Because it's all to his honor. Kabul. But you need someone with a happy face just to work with the youngins. Just take the little like a Haran. All of them. Little Hadassah and Josiah. They will love that. They would. But who's going to do that? And some of the fruitcake parents, they see someone doing that, then they get all upset with them. That's the truth. It's a sad shame. You look at some of the school systems, you got people that literally go and they do things like that. And they're the most progressive schools. The ones whereby there's no progression there, they won't do that. And then when the Pharisees, someone doing that, well, what you taught him to do? Well, honey, now look, that's my boy. That's just how ignorant they are. You don't have to have no fancy song, just something you make up. Hallelujah. I get them all up marching. Get some little whistles and little bells. It was a week or something like that. That's right to do. I was thinking today, I said, yeah, it's one thing, the strength of a virtuous woman. Her beauty is this, she rises early. You get quiet on that woman, that's her strength. That's her identity. She rises up early. She looks well to her house. She takes care of her house. Most women don't want to rise up early today. You get upset, but that's still the truth, sisters. Don't get mad with me. That's all right. I don't care. Hallelujah. Just take your little children. Some of y'all, you're just sad. You sit around with more time doing nothing. Just take them and just march for Yahshua. They'll march to just get up. Hallelujah. Just make it up as you go. Don't have to have no lyrics that sound nice. What you think sound nice. Well, your voice is cracking. That's all right. What do you think their voices are doing? But it's sad we don't have that. But the world does it. It's sad. It's a fruitcake mentality. And I don't take nothing back. Lazy things. The first woman, she rises early. And she looks well to the house. Young is taken care. That's her spirit. I'm going to preach on that too. I don't care if your daughters get mad at me. Get upset all you want to. Hallelujah. You can get upset. You get mad at me. Hallelujah. She does a man right, and she will never do him any evil all the days of her life. You never have to worry about that. Come on. I would think if that's what Yahweh identifies the pure daughters on, I want to measure up to that. Same thing with the man. I want to measure up to that. I don't care what you say. If you get upset with him, because that's what he says, or you don't believe the book. I don't want you to say anybody doing that. I want someone with a happy face. Hallelujah. I thought about the young sister back there. She got a happy face. Sister Jaquetta. The little kids always back there. They like to sit at your table. That'd be nice to do. Come on. You ain't doing nothing sitting around you all eating all the time. Just do that with him. What's wrong with that? Just get them all. And you parents don't be fruity. Hallelujah. Take him over there. Take him down there. Just make up some songs. I'll buy the whistles and the bells for them. And just make them blow the whistles in. You watch how they act. Don't you know the world trained them like that? That's how they train them. They said, we don't do that. You know, they listen to me up here. Boy, they'll stand there and watch. They know what I'm doing. Of course, they all want to come up here too. I don't care if some of you knuckleheads don't like me. You older ones. The children love me. And I know they do. I don't care what you, they love me. Hallelujah. They do. They do. They love Pastor Roberts. Sure they do. Bless you back there, Sister Horn. I was saying to the brothers, let me finish this up. I was saying to the brothers, I was talking to Brother Dale this morning. I says one thing that Sister Horn always gives me that assurance that she knows, even when she greets me, that you're going to do things right, preacher. I got confidence in that. You're going to do it right. And I am. Hallelujah. That's the truth. I'm going to do it right. Do right by Sister Katara too. Sure will. Because I love the daddy. Do right by all the rest of them too. Hallelujah. They just elect the correction. I won't stop that. The world's going to correct these fruit heads. Hallelujah. You think the world's not going to correct them? We were at Sam's on Monday, and we got that just in time. Because they were doing, give me S-A-A-M. Now the ones that do it like that get the promotion. The ones that do it like this, give me S. Hey, they don't get nothing. But the one, give me an S-A-E-S. See, you do children like that. Give me an H. Give me a Y. A. Give me an H. S. Give me an H. U. Give me an A. Yeshua. Yeshua. They'll do it. In fact, I am doing it tomorrow. But the ones that do it that way, they get the promotion. The ones standing there like a fruit head. Why? Because they know there's nothing there in them. That's right. Yahweh knows. You know it's not leading you because there's nothing there. But the ones that go there, that fellow boy, oh, Sister Katara, she kind of started laughing at you. I said, go up there and see it. But they had finished it up before she got there. But they rolled. Give me an S. S. Hey. Hey. Him, S, S, C, C, L, L, U, U, B. Sam's Club, Sam. That old fellow, boy, black guy, he would be rolling for it. Sam's Club, Sam. I don't see him now. He must have got a promotion. He was a manager. I don't see him. And when he would do that, he'd come out, hi, how are you today? Can I help you with anything? Well, the ones that do it like this, give me an ass. They were the ones that murmured and complained. But the ones who did it right, they were the ones that were thankful to have a job. You understand? Sure they were. They knew they could count on them. But the ones that looked like that, they knew they weren't worth a dime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to close with one more verse, all right? All this is wonderful to me. Hallelujah. We're going to close with Yeshua 48:16. Yahweh says, come, you dear to me. Hear you this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there I am, and now the sovereign Yahweh and his Ruah has sent me. This is almost like the first person how much you're speaking. It's talking about Yahshua here. This says Yahweh, your Redeemer, and your Kadosh One of Yisrael, I am Yahweh, your Bah, which teach you to profit, which leads. Yahweh said, I teach you to profit. And when I teach you to profit, you know that I am leading you. I am Dorak. I am Dorak. I will Dorak you the way that you should go. And that simply means that I will press you into that way. That is what Dorak is. Yahweh said, I will press you into that way. I will cause you to march forth. I will bend you. I will break you to make sure that you Dorak. I will Dorak you. I will bring you. I will guide you into that place. It's going to take me bending you a little bit. It's going to take me putting some pressure on you. It's going to take me driving you. But I shall Dorak you there. You shall be Dorak. Dorak. I will press you. And that's what it's going to take in this hour. It's going to have to take a great press. We're going to have to press for the mark and the high calling. And when we're pressing for that, we know that we've been led by Dorak. Yahweh is pressing us. That's the only way we're going to receive the great rewards, brothers and sisters. We're not going to get this by some little penny anyway. It's going to have to take some great effort. You got to give all. So those that are led by the Ruah, they are the sons of Yah. So let Yahweh lead you, not your heart devise the plan. Let Yahweh direct your path. Let him do that. And believe me, you will never go wrong. You will never fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you will never turn away from Almighty Yah. He will guide you to the pathway of Sadiqah. May Yah bless you tonight. May he strengthen you. All you that are listening, may Yahweh bless you. May he cause you love to be encouraged. May he cause you to love him above all things. What are you, sisters? You all give with the kids once a week. Come on, one of you mamas. You all do that. You all get with them and spend a little time. Children love stuff like that. Hallelujah. The world does it all the time. It's right to do it. It's sad. It's sad. It is literally sad. Because that's part of the training process. Train them up the way they should go. And you need to do that. Come on, parents. It's more than being a mom and dad. It's just making sure they eat. You got to train their little minds, too. Hallelujah. You got to train them. Some of you parents, you've never been trained, so you didn't know how to train your youngers. And they'd be about as fruity as the mama or the daddy. That's the truth. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have someone to train you, teach you what's right. Hallelujah. As long as you have, I'm going to teach you what's right. I don't care if you get upset. I could care less about that. Hallelujah. Because Hadassah's not upset with me. That's right. She wants to come up and sing with Pastor Roberts. Hallelujah. You ought to see Jeriah. Oh, Pastor Roberts up here singing. You ought to see her trying to crawl. She wants to come over there. She's a little too little girl now. Gets in the way. She wants to play too much. May Yah bless you all. I'm encouraged. Be strong. Be faithful unto Almighty Yahweh. And love him above all things. I love him. I do. I really do. I do. As the old Kiddushim would say, I'm living to see him. I have no other reason to live. And nothing else to live for. What? Tell me, what is that to live for but to see him? He's going to come in the power of Almighty Yahweh to redeem the whole house of Yisrael, and that I long for that day. And I do look forward to that day. Hallelujah. You young ones that are sincere with y'all, just be faithful and love Him and bless Him. He'll bless you. All right. Don't be a fool like the world. They think they got their own opinion. They don't even know what an opinion is. I say if they were unique, then they would not look like everyone else. All the boys look alike with the pants on. I wonder what kind of uniqueness about them. I would think that a young man that doesn't look like them, he's kind of unique. Sure. Hallelujah. Because they all think alike, they act alike, they talk alike, and they look alike. Hallelujah. Sure, they have nothing. They've been trained by the enemy. They act that way, and they act dumb. I watch the young sisters, and they will watch some of the women out there. I saw you. And they look at them and say, well, that's you. That ain't right. They knew it wasn't right. Hallelujah. Sure it wasn't. It's a twisted world out there. Hallelujah. It's twisted. Nothing out there. Nothing out there says the guitar. Nothing. Don't let the world, nothing. They're miserable. I'm telling you. I hear from people. They're miserable. The world is miserable. Nothing. Nothing. Truth. It is the truth. So you keep yourself pure, your daughters. Love Yah above all things. Love Him. And show Him that kind of expression too. Don't be a fruit head. Show Him you love Him. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of HaMashiach. That means I'm a fool for Him. Hallelujah. I'm a fruitcake for Him. I love that. Hallelujah. You do that. Love Him. Do right. Okay, what no one says. Hallelujah. Don't sell yourself for a trinket. That's what they're doing. For some bubble gum. For McDonald's dinner. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Love Yah. Very few folks love Yahweh today, and especially the Yahweh there. There aren't any. Where are they? Quiet, huh? Folks love Yahweh. I'm going to show you that on the Shabbat. I'll show what Scripture says. This is a small, small seed. He said, let the wheat and the tare tear together. He's going to come and reap it. He's going to come in. He's going to send the Malachim, and they're going to separate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You sisters, you want to carry yourself in a way that's honorable. Hallelujah. The men will talk about you, and they say, well, what a beautiful young sister. Her ways are beautiful. Her attitude. That's what they say. Sure they do. That's what they say about your young sister. Even the ones that have left, they said that about her. They did. I like it. She's going to be something special. Diggy Benny, he has high praises of all the time. Sure. That's right, son. What is she going to do? Go out there and get a boyfriend. What is a boyfriend going to do for her? Take advantage of her. That's what they're going to do. And the world system, the pressure, going to make you do what he wants you to do. And no doubt about it. Just love Yahweh, daughter. Yeah, I esteem it for that. Why? I like her attitude and her spirit. Hallelujah. We should do that. It's sad because we think that if this one does right and he does wrong, well, we're offended to say he's doing right. No, I'm not offended to tell him he's doing right, tell him he's doing wrong too. Knock ahead. That's the way it should be. And we don't want to do that. We don't know how to esteem. I know how to esteem. Will you rebuke? I know how to do that too. Yes, hallelujah. And I'm impressed with what I see. And I bless Yahweh for that. Yeah. I do. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh for that. If I had a son, I'd marry. He'd be your age too. Tall boy. I don't know, his mom is short, so he may be short. Hallelujah. Sure I would. Indeed I would. We don't know how to honor each other and esteem each other. What about me? You're a nuthead. Talking about you. Hallelujah. And there's one thing I want to tell all of you on this. It's settled. No woman is going to tell me what to do here. Not one. That's the truth. I don't care what they think. See, if I was a weak man, you would try to bogart me. No woman. I don't know what you say, sister. Love, sister. Oh, love you, sister Dean. I ain't going to let you do that. Not at all. I'm tenacious, too. And I'm tough. Yeah, I am. Sister Robert told me she was sitting with Sister Horn yesterday, and Brother Pat walked in there and said, well, Pastor Robert, he worked us today, because when I go out there, I go to work. I don't go to, and I roll, too. Sure I do.
I wish as hard as Deacon Ben is going to work, and he's going to work as hard as I work. Huh? We ain't going to mess around. Anything I do it with tenacity. Get what it is. I get what it is. I do it that way. You both, I'm just telling you, that's just the way I am. I get what I do. I do it with vigor and energy. You don't have to worry about me sloughing off when it comes to something like that. Ain't that right, Brother Randy? That's right. That's the way I am. I don't care whether it's working or whatever. I do it with a great vigor and strength. Hallelujah. So I do the same thing with Yahweh, with a great vigor. Great energy. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged. I am. I'm happy. Hallelujah. What do you sisters get a happy face and work with the little ones? Is that right, Brother Haran? Hallelujah. You like it? Look at see the face of it. You got to get someone with a happy face to keep their faces happy, all right? Hallelujah. Come on, one of you sisters. Come on, don't be no lazy head. Work with them and sing with them. Just make them up. I don't want no song to read that. Nah, just as you go, we're going to sing. Hallelujah. They'll enjoy that, too. You like that, Brother Haran? I believe you will, too. May Yah bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. I am. In all things we do, bless you, Almighty Yah. Bless those that are listening. Give them strength tonight. Yah bless you all. Bless you all.